Well, breaking news this afternoon is Ben McComb accepting the head coaching job at Drake University up in Des Moines, Iowa. So for Northwest Missouri State, that means a vacancy as the men's basketball job comes open after a successful 15-year run under Ben McComb as the head coach. We're joined by Northwest Missouri State AD Andy Peterson. And Andy, just to start things off, this is a guy you've known since you were a player at Northwest Missouri State. You're on coaching staff with Coach McComb and now working with him as an administrator with the Bearcats. Just touch on what Coach Mack has meant to you and as you guys have these discussions of kind of how you saw this playing out.
Oh, man, you're going to make me emotional here. Just for me personally, I'll just start there. This guy hired me. I worked for him as a grad assistant in 2009, 2010, and then I left for a year and then came back in a part-time position. I was making $12,000 a year as a part-time assistant coach, and started from there and worked for him for the next 8 years almost, and did everything. I mean, babysat his kids, he babysat mine when I started having children, and summer, you know, CSG Cornhusker State game stories, you name it. We're pretty tight, and so just on a personal level, could not be more excited for Mac. He's earned all of this. We are so fortunate, so lucky that he stuck around as long as he has. And that's because of who he is as a person, the man, the family man, that has allowed him to be picky, I'll say, in selecting his next challenge. And this one is right for him and the crew, him and the family. So couldn't be more happy for him, excited for him. And looking forward to what he can do with a new set of challenges.
You know, we've always heard rumors every year that there are some Division I programs sniffing around and some other athletic directors from around the country. At what point did this feel like this might actually be the year that someone might pull the trigger or be the right fit for him and his family? Was there any inkling that this year over previous might be the one?
Yes and no. Yes, I think just because you're another year into it, and he's going to get it eventually, that right fit. No, just because where they are as a family, you know, I don't think that's anybody's surprised anybody. You know, it's hard to move a family. It's hard to move, especially when you're living in a community that is as warm and welcoming and supportive as ours is to those guys. So I think it's yes and no. I just think that's part of the deal. I think as we get further and further away from his start, you know, 15 years ago, that percentage goes up a little bit every year, I think. So, and just naturally, you know, different jobs open every year. So, you know, I think back, I mean, there have been four or five that were probably pretty good jobs, on the East Coast that probably don't fit him. Basketball wise, they probably did, but, you know, personally and other things, probably not. So just that, you know, as time moves on, you get different opportunities and things. I just can't speak highly enough to him. And he would say it's just dumb luck and stubbornness and inability to make decisions. I'm going to call it wisdom, where he was just able to sit and be comfortable and know that when the right opportunity presents itself, I will know that. And I think that's what's happened here with Drake.
Now, the next big shift here for Northwest Missouri State is starting that national search to be able to bring in the next head coach for the Bearcats. How do you approach that? Is there anything that's kind of got this rolling a little bit early of knowing that news to where you can start to sniff out some candidates?
I mean, sure. What we've talked about, you know, this has been the last 3 years, right? Of, hey, he might take this job, might take that one. So anytime that starts to happen, you know, any good AD is going to have a short list, I call it, of folks that could be able to step in, just like I've got a short list for almost all of our sports. You know, if something happens and somebody decides to retire or take a job or whatever, you're at least not completely starting from scratch. So, yeah, I got, you know, short list of four or five guys that I'll reach out to and see if they're interested, because most of the time I haven't reached out ahead of time and said, you know, you don't want to lead people along. And you're just waiting on the dominoes to fall. So when they do, then you enact that process and reach out to folks. So a couple of them might tell me to kick rocks, and I would completely understand that with where they are. But you know, I think two, three of the others would probably be very interesting and want to hear what we have to offer and have to say, and would look at this as a big opportunity and a step forward in their careers as well. You know, I think that's part of my job, is to figure out the right profile of coach that we need here. You know, somebody that's established as a head coach at the college level, but, you know, probably not a Division I head coach, because they just don't understand our resource scarcity, I'll say. And I mean that just with, you know, we got two assistant coaches, got a limited budget, you know, where we're at geographically, you know, we don't have a staff of seven, and we don't have $1 million NIL budget, and we don't have, you know, we have very supportive, very engaged donors that help all of our programs out, not just men's basketball, but all of our programs out. But we don't have an oil baron that is just sitting there and told me, hey, here's a blank check whenever you need it, like some of these Division I institutions do across the country. So it's got to be the right profile of a person to come in here and try to be successful. And I'd say this, if it's men's basketball or women's basketball or football or women's golf or whatever, there's just a certain profile of a person, of a professional, to come into Northwest Missouri State and be successful. I think we've proven that in the past, that, you know, folks that maybe haven't been a head coach before can be successful here, whether it's Mac or Amy or Austin or any number of others. But I also think that we have also shown that, you know, sitting head coaches that can come in here and be really, really good. Coach Masters, Coach Gordon, you know, Coach Lowe, so many of them are that kind of mold, that they've been at smaller institutions and understand, you know, other duties as assigned, and are willing to step up and be ready. So that's what we'll start. I'm kind of just taking it all in today here and enjoying it with Coach Mac, and we will get down and busy early tomorrow and see if we can find the next leader of the Bearcats.
Andy, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon. That is Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Andy Peterson, as the Bearcats now in search of a new head men's basketball coach.